Here comes the bell. Kubas leads. Almgren in second place. Lewandowski going in the outside from Haaland. Lewandowski beginning to hit the front. Now English goes up into third place with Almgren just ahead of him in third. Lewandowski takes the lead on the outside ahead of Kubas. The Polish fans going mad at the moment. And here comes Mark English on the outside. English goes up into third place. And now English has a look at Kubas. Kubas in second. Lewandowski looks like he's coming in to win. English is overtaking Kubas on the outside. English comes through and English gets the silver for me. Lewandowski wins it in 1:46.67. But I think that's silver for Mark English for Ireland. And how well he did. He just managed to pip the Dutchman on the line. A great performance. Lewandowski takes the goal. There's no doubt about that. And Mark English is confirmed as the silver medalist. 1:47.20. It's not a season's best. It's not a lifetime best. But it's his second major international championship medal. It's silver for Ireland for Mark English. Lewandowski the gold. English the silver. Kubas gets the bronze for the Netherlands. Poland, Ireland, Netherlands. But Mark English will be on the podium. He's won the silver medal for Ireland.
Mark English once again taking medals at major championships, and he started the year as well as the Donegal Sports Star of the Year, and the first 6 months of the year really very kind to Mark English, Dermot.
Yeah, I mean, he had a fantastic start to the year, didn't he? And even in that race in Prague, and on Will Downing's commentary there, he looked to be out of it at one stage. They looked to be getting ahead of him, but he really chased hard round the final bend. And well, he didn't catch the winner, the Polish guy Lewandowski, but he took second place, and sat with a silver medal in Prague. A bronze medal in Zurich before that, so yeah, not bad going at all.
Not bad going at all. And Mark said to Will after the race that he was always confident that he would be able to get a medal and get in the podium.
Absolutely delighted. Can't really put that into words. I surprised myself as well out there today with how good I felt. And when you have that speed over the last 200 and you're passing top quality runners like Almgren from Sweden, second in Europe this year, I passed him with ease, and it's just a great feeling, you know. It's a great feeling to do it for those that come over. My family, friends, teammates, all there out there cheering me on. They're supporters, better supporters than anyone in the world. And to do it for them, it's unbelievable. I said the same thing in Zurich, but that's the real pleasure in these medals, you know, doing it for everyone that puts in the work.
So the move up from fifth up to second across the final 250 metres. Talk me through that.
Yeah, so I think with 400 metres left in the race, I made a move just to sit into fourth place behind Almgren from Sweden, and it was pretty much strung out at that stage. I just had to keep up my toes, keep a rhythm, and once I hit that final 200, I said nobody's going to beat me here. Lewandowski's going to be strong, I'll battle him the whole way, but nobody else is going to beat me. And I caught up to Kubas, and fortunately Lewandowski was just a bit too strong today, but I was delighted to pass Kubas. You know, that guy's a world finalist, and to beat those guys and get a medal for Ireland is fantastic.
That final burst in the straight when you were in third place, Kubas just ahead of you, and you just made the move on the outside and caught him. 0.05 margin.
Yeah, to be fair to Kubas, you know, he's a good tactician, and he plays to his strengths. He's a very quick front runner, hard man to get around. So his tactics worked out for him, but my tactics were just a bit better today, thankfully. And you know, I'm delighted with that. Absolutely thrilled.
So what's that feeling then? I mean, it was bronze last year outdoors in Zurich, and now it's a medal better indoors in Prague.
Yeah, it's fantastic. I can't really put it into words. You know, I just want to thank, you know, my coach Nick, but always worked hard with me over the last few months. Took him on after Zurich, and I've really improved aerobically, you know, and I'm just able to get into a nice position at 600 metres and feel comfortable in myself and feel, you know, it's more that you're able to think more clearly when you're aerobically fit, and that's very important over 800 metres. And just want to pay thanks to him for all the work he's done.
Mark English speaking to Will Downing after he won silver at that indoor championship in Prague in March. And Chris, another great achievement by Mark English, putting in a lot of effort, and I suppose the commitment that you need to an international athletics to compete, not alone to get yourself on a podium and get a medal.
Absolutely. A shining example, of course. High hopes now for the year ahead. And a guy who, well, he's been rewarded now for his dedication. And he's gone through what's been another busy year for him. And certainly we must have high hopes for the year ahead. And I know during the year, and Patsy McGonigal had made the point as well that, you know, medals come few and far between for Irish athletes at this standard. So to get a silver in Prague was tremendous.
Yeah, all Donegal people very proud, of course, of Mark and his father as well. Joe English spoke to Will Dowling at the airport when they returned home, and he was very proud of his son's achievement and also very thankful to those who have put in a lot of effort over the course of the last 12 months to get Mark to where he is.
To be there to see it, Will, live, just one of those special moments. Danny McDade and the wife were right beside us, and to share it with Letterkenny people who are true aficionados of athletics was surreal. And you know, to come so quickly after Zurich, it's just hard to take in. And he's a very lucky lad, and I just hope he can just still produce the medals, because they're so scarce, you know. But we're absolutely thrilled and delighted, Will. And you know, long may it continue. I know it was only a European medal, but still, they are so scarce.
Very thrilling race for you to watch, I'm sure, as well, live.
Thrilling live. Listen, I was sliding down in between the two seats. I think Danny was holding me up here, and just say, pull him up. He's coming back again. He's not gone underneath. He's not dead yet. And just as he came around the final bend, coming into contention for a bronze medal, it was just great. And then to see the dip in the line and the replay back, it was really special. Well, it really was.
Joe English, father of Mark, and I suppose that's now a person that all young athletes will be looking up to Ryan, because Mark English has got a couple of major tournament medals now in his back pocket, and you can see a lot of development now at underage athletics. And we've also had another bronze medal coming from a European Youth Olympics in Georgia, Finn Valley Summer Lecce. Very, very impressive this year.
Yeah, she had another great year, Oisin. I suppose she was a little bit unlucky in that final, perhaps, in Georgia. She cleared the same height as that eventual winner, but she was denied the gold on countback. But it was a fairly decent season for her. Actually, that same week, she won gold at the school's track and field international in Scotland. So she can be quite happy with the year she had.
And across the board, Chris, underage athletics performing very, very well, and Donegal in a very, very strong position.
These are good times for athletics in Donegal. Carl Griffin, of course, involved in European Under 23 Athletics Championships in Estonia. And then, you know, the national track and field, Mary McClune, a 10th triple jump title there for her. So, you know, numerous athletes having good years and coming through, and youngsters like Shauna McFadden impressing as well, and on sort of longer disciplines. So much going on. I mean, it's really difficult to give everybody a mention.
Yeah. Some of the other highlights, we'll mention a few of the Masters. Park McKinney was the first to cross the line in an international meet in Santry in Dublin. And then the over 35 women's Letterkenny AC members taking three of the top four places, which was very impressive. Anne-Marie McGlynn was the first home, Natasha Adams and Fionnuala Devers. So it's not at the underage category that we're performing well. The older athletes are very, very strong too, Dermot.
Yeah, you mentioned Pádraig McKinney. Oisin, I mean, he's one of my heroes in terms of athletics. He's a fascinating guy. The effort, the commitment that he's put in over the years. He almost broke the Irish record for marathon running out in Germany a couple of months back. And he continues to produce the goods. Kieran Doherty as well, another Letterkenny AC athlete who has had a good year, and you know, his name keeps popping up every other weekend for big performances. So yes, it's going good in athletics, certainly in Donegal.
Katrina Jennings, a possible contender for the Olympics. We'll hear from Sinead later on, of course, already through in rowing to Rio next year. But Katrina was back competing just outside the medals at a recent 50-kilometre championship, and she could be a contender for Ireland for a place on the Ireland team next year, as she was, of course, there in London in 2012. But she's starting to get things together once again, Chris.
Yeah, she was fourth in Doha, not too far away in that 50-kilometre championship, and well, a tremendous athlete, and certainly still has got time maybe to qualify for Rio.
Yeah. And another man who continues to shine, and we're always talking about him winning medals, is Jason Smith from Derry. Dominant once again in the discipline at the 100 metres, and another gold for him at the IPC World Championships in Doha, Dermot, recently in October it was.
Yeah, Katrina Jennings was in Doha, and Jason Smith was in Doha before in October. He was a comfortable winner in that T13 final and he had a Brazilian opponent. It was between the two of them for the goal, but the Derry sprinter took it in the end. That's a fifth world gold medal for Jason Smith. He's a quality athlete.
He certainly is. On the triathlon front, we've got another quality athlete locally. Aidan Callaghan was the winner of the Triathlon Ireland Super Series, Ryan. Now, they had to wait to get the points all accumulated up, and I think there was an appeal about results of another athlete, but Aidan Callaghan, very, very impressive on the triathlon front this year.
Yeah, he was very steady throughout the year, Oisin. He was twice finished on the podium, and he also had a top five finish and two top ten finishes. He had to wait, obviously, but you know, I suppose it was worth the wait in the end. Up, he also had success in the National Half Ironman Championships in Athlone in July when he finished second.
Yeah, and he's looking to go up another gear or two now in 2016, understand, because he's at a level now where he wants to improve and be even more competitive and go up against higher class athletes.
Yeah, well, you know, he definitely has that capabilities, and I suppose he's looking to push himself. He's 32 and he'll definitely give it a rattle again next year.
Yeah, and Jeremy, it's a sport that's becoming very, very popular in Donegal, as the triathlon.
Yeah, I was just thinking here when Ryan was speaking, I see Aidan now training on the roads in Letterkenny. You know, every other day he puts in a huge amount of effort. But yeah, triathlon has really taken off. Michael Black is very much involved as well. There's plenty of activity at underage level, at schools level too, and there's a couple of clubs in Donegal who are putting in a big effort. So yeah, it's certainly taken off.
Just finally, in this section of the review, Chris, we're going to deal with the World Transplant Games. There's a Melton man who had a very, very successful year in South America. He won three medals. There was two golds and a bronze. And yeah, Kieran Murray will remember this year for a very, very long time.
Yeah, Kieran Murray from Remelton. He's actually had two kidney transplants and had an incredible year in the 5Ks locally. His times came down from 25 minutes to 20 minutes to 18 minutes. He won the 5K road race out in Argentina at those transplant games. He also had a gold in the 1500 metres and competing in the bronze 800 metres, and he's a pretty good golfer as well on top of all that. So a great year for him.
You know yourself, Chris, because you do a lot of sport and you do a lot of running, but when you've got a condition like what Kieran has, they have to put on a lot of extra effort. It takes a lot of time, and so that's why so much credit has to go to him for what he achieved.
Absolutely, he's an inspiration to many others, and mention of the club down in Milford, you know, they've had great numbers there taking part, and indeed in things like the Dublin Marathon, and you know, he's played his part, and great to see it.